Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host of Tomorrow's News Tonight. And boy, oh boy, do we ever have a broadcast lined up for you. We've got over 40 clips. I don't know how I'm going to have time to play all of them. I probably won't. But so much news to uncover. Rand Paul says he will reissue criminal referral of AutoPen pardon recipient Anthony Fauci to Trump DOJ. We've got woke Netherlands rationing electricity as the power grid is overwhelmed by the kingdom when the kingdom is focused on cutting emissions. Bannon says the monster movie with his unpublished Jeffrey Epstein interview will be released next year. Elon Musk calls on the president to just release the files as promised. And I think we know that's probably not going to happen because once Trump has made up his mind, well, it's as simple as that. He's made up his mind. And look, I want to be optimistic about President Trump. I basically dedicated my life to getting him elected over the course of the last several years. With every ounce and fiber of my being, I endeavor to get him elected because, after all, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were just puppets of the CCP. And I guess I chose a puppet of Israel instead of a puppet of the CCP. And I'm sure that he would hear those remarks with much disdain. Well, I'm not really a puppet of Israel. Well, you're fighting Israel's wars, aren't you? You're bombing Iran, which turned out to be a good idea. The B-52 turned out to actually de-escalate the conflict, much to my surprise. Kudos to Trump for that. But why would you sign the executive order to release the Epstein files only to lie to us about whether or not those Epstein files exist? And then when Ghislaine Maxwell says that she's willing to tell all to a court about the details of the pedophile ring and the Epstein client list, then Republicans block it. And why is it that the Mark Levins, who formerly was a never-Trumper, and the Ben Shapiros, formerly a never-Trumper, people who aren't shy about being critical of the Trump administration whatsoever, any opportunity they can get to be critical of the Trump administration, have been coming out and saying how amazing it is that we're moving on from the Epstein files. Why is it that these Zionists like Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro just adore the fact that we're moving on from the Epstein files, quote-unquote moving on, because I don't think America's moving anywhere, when they're so adamant and just chomping at the bit to be critical of Trump in every other facet possible? Ever since 2016, the Ben Shapiros with their rapid fire talking and how they go into the constitutional basis by which he says it, and then Mark Levin's who go, who do this like weird like thing where they go up like a fifth. They go, when they get mad, and Trump thinks he's crazy. What are you, crazy? But they're so anxious to be critical of Trump every minute they can be. Calling the Tucker Carlsons the Tucker Katarlsons with no backing whatsoever, when Qatar was hardly even a topic of conversation until just a few months ago, when somehow there was this massive bot campaign to associate anyone critical of World War III with being paid off by Qatar? Are you kidding me? But we're going to get into all this and more on the other side of this short one-minute break. I do need to let you guys know that at the alexjonesstore.com, we have an incredible deal called Power Drive. We launched Power Plant this week and Methyl Drive this week, two formulas formulated by the one and only savant Rex Jones, who knows everything there is to know about supplementation. He created these formulas, gave the plans to Bigley, and Bigley developed them, and now we sell them exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com for Alex Jones listeners, Info Warriors. The Power Drive bundle, you get up to 50% off when you subscribe. The Power Plant and Methyl Drive combo is what we call the Power Drive, and it's absolutely incredible. You will feel like you're plugged in directly to a nuclear reactor. In fact, it might even make your teeth glow. That's how powerful it is. Now, I took this the other day, this bundle. In fact, as soon as I get to break, I'm not going to have time this short break. I'm going to take some at the bottom of the hour because it is absolutely astounding what the combination of Methyl Drive and Power Plant can do for you in terms of your energy. I mean, if you thought Turbo Force was incredible from the InfoWars store when we used to sell it, this is totally next level. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get the Power Drive bundle with Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Two incredible formulas formulated by Rex Jones. And don't just get them because they're going to be incredible for your energy with no crash, all natural enhancement and enacting of your own systems in your own body to bring you the energy that you should have already, but just don't because of all the toxins. Get it because it keeps InfoWars on the air and the Alex Jones store and Alex Jones on the air as well.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Never sleeps, so neither does he. You're listening to Chase Geyser on Tomorrow's News Tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, your host of our new weeknight show, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. I will have you know that my wife's grandfather passed away, unfortunately. He's a great man. So I will be out for two nights this week traveling for his funeral. But we will be back at it on Friday. I'll be here tomorrow and Friday, but not Wednesday and Thursday. So please stay tuned as we continue to launch this broadcast. It's very important that you support us at thealexjonesstore.com so we can justify this broadcast. And I promise I will be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour. But first, I want to go to clip two. This is just a little update from Alex Jones. This video, Trump says Dan Bongino is in good shape. Apparently, he came back to the office today after rumors of him issuing an ultimatum to Pam Bondi that was either him or her. But apparently he's back, so somebody talked him off a ledge, apparently. Let's watch.
Oh, I think so. I did. I spoke to him today. Dan Bongino, very good guy. I've known him a long time. I've done his show many, many times. And he sounded terrific, actually. No, I think he's in good shape.
On this one, you're so really kind of avoids the question. He's terrific. He sounds terrific. He's in good shape. Well, maybe that's because he's ready to quit.
And there you have it, folks. I mean, and then Trump first comment we've really seen from Trump on the matter. Bongino back at work after taking time off amid clash with Bondi over Epstein documents. This is reported by the Gateway Pundit. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino was back at work today after taking some time off amid a clash with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi over the handling of the Epstein documents. Quote, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino did show up for work at the FBI today, two sources tell me. Earlier in the day, sources said that he was in a better headspace today than last week after his blow-up with Attorney General Pam Bondi. His long-term future is still uncertain, CNN's Kristen Holmes said. So what was all this ultimatum crap? I guess everything's just going to go on and everybody's going to just swallow the pill that is covering up for the largest human trafficking child abuse scandal in history, featuring the world's most powerful supervillains, because we have to protect our ally in the region. In fact, I'm going to show you clip five here. There's only one path to fixing the Epstein memo crisis. Let's watch.
So much of this, Ghislaine Maxwell is alive. She's currently in prison. She's serving a 20-year sentence for trafficking children to nobody, remember? Her sentence, of course, is sort of a proxy. What they were going to do to Epstein, they're now doing to Maxwell. Here's what I found out yesterday. There is no further information at the FBI. The FBI doesn't really house trial evidence. The FBI doesn't prosecute people. The FBI refers for prosecution, but the Department of Justice are the prosecutors. They make the final decisions. The vast majority of the Epstein evidence currently resides inside of a place called the Southern District of New York. I was told yesterday on a phone call by a federal official, what do you want us to release? You know, there's bad images. You know, there's bad and nasty stuff there. I don't need that. Nobody needs any abuse material on the internet. That's not what we're asking for. The bloody and insulting idea that we're all like out here calling for the release of child abuse material is probably the most insulting thing about all of this, actually. That's what we're like ravenous for. Shut up. Makes me so angry because it's like, oh, it's like attacking the base. No, what we're saying is that our own FBI has this photo. We've played it. We've shown it a million times. There's a bin of hard drives with yellow evidence tape wrapped around them put there by Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, sure, there's probably some very naughty and very nasty photos on here. Jeffrey Epstein was a horrible person. But that's not all that's on there. How many terabytes of information are on all those hard drives? You're telling me that that's all that's on there? I don't believe you. I don't. And that only Epstein appears in all of the nasty images? What happened was an insult to all of us. Has to be fixed immediately. There needs to be press conferences on this, about how this process works, where this evidence is, why it's locked up, what it's being used for, and a promise that after Ghislaine Maxwell exhausts her last appeal, that it will all be released, all of it. And there's one final fix. No statute of limitations on rape. No statute of limitations on child abuse. Has Bill Clinton ever been brought in for questioning on this? You know what a Trump administration could do to actually truly rectify all of this is to say, you know what? Was there a client list, but one of them was a president. And so it's time to bring in Bill Clinton for some serious questioning about this. Bill Clinton had Jeffrey Epstein visit the White House dozens of times. Dozens. All right. Look at Ghislaine Maxwell here in this photo. Look at her. Glaring at, but look, they know. One of Jeffrey Epstein's victims says, he says Clinton liked them young, referring to little girls. These are in the documents. This is not up for debate. We have the evidence. Here's a way that you restore the faith in the American people. You explain what this painting is. Explain to the American. Go bring Bill Clinton in and ask him, what's that exactly? Why are you wearing Monica Lewinsky's famous blue dress with DNA evidence on it in this chair? Has anybody credibly ever asked, like in a real interview setting, about this? Like when you're in a chair and you can't get away, that's what we need. That's how you restore faith and trust.
Hello? I just want to say that the whole entire operation was conducted by Mossad, and Bill Clinton is on the list, and so many other prominent Democrats and Israelis, and it's Mossad, and I just want to tell my story finally once and for all.
You can get this shirt, by the way, at thealexjonesstore.com, because after all, she's innocent. There is no list, apparently, whatsoever. But I want to get back to this Dan Bongino story a little bit, because we were all excited that maybe there was finally some pressure within the administration to get the truth out on this Epstein list. Here is Tucker Carlson breaking down what happened in clip 12.
Well, as we're recording this, Dan Bongino is threatening to resign if Pam Bondi does not resign as AG. What does that tell us, in your opinion?
Well, it tells us that Dan Bongino got shafted, completely shafted. And I'm saying this as a friend of his and someone who respects and likes him, but also just as an observer, an informed observer of it. So Pam Bondi, who's, by the way, I don't hate Pam Bondi. She's a totally nice person. If she was here, you would enjoy, I don't know if you know her, but she's a very nice person. Not against Pam Bondi in the slightest. But the fact is, she got on television on Fox News and started saying stuff like, I've got the client list on my desk. And actually, no, you don't. And I've got thousands of videos of Epstein having sex with kids. Well, actually, no, you don't. Most of the material was commercial porn taken off his computer. Like, that's just not true. Why did she say that? Probably because she's insecure and she's trying to please the audience, I would expect.
Do you think Dan is upset because his integrity is being questioned now over her mistakes?
Oh, my gosh. So you're Dan.
Genius question.
And you're a media figure. And you've got one of the biggest podcasts in the country, and you're making tons of money, and you're having a great time, which he was. You just built this brand new studio in Florida. You work with your wife, who you really like, which she does. And you get the call saying you'd be deputy FBI director. And you're like, I love Donald Trump. I love this country. I will, you know, cut my pay by, you know, into a tenth of what it was. And I will leave my house and move to D.C., which is a kind of prison sentence itself. And I will do this because I love the president. I love the country. And you're there a few months. And all of a sudden, everybody thinks you're covering up Epstein's crimes. And it kind of wrecks Dan's career. Like, he can't go back. It's going to be very hard at this point. I mean, things may change. But as of today, pretty hard for Dan to go back to his podcast audience and be like, I'm telling you the truth, when they all think that he's covering up for Epstein. Who did that? Pam Bondi did that. And I don't know that she did it on purpose. I'm assuming not. I don't think she's a mean person. I've never gotten that sense. But for whatever reason, she went out there and said things that were not true, that she could not back up. And then they issued this memo thinking that it would clear everything up.
That was embarrassing.
And I guess they're just so dumb, they didn't realize that if you tell everybody you have the tapes of these crimes and then you issue a memo saying you're not going to prosecute anybody for the crimes, what are you saying? I'm covering up for the perpetrators of these crimes. Duh. They have no one with an IQ over 80 over there to read the memos? Are you kidding? You know, I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but I do know that it leaves a guy like Dan in a horrible position.
Yeah.
And he loves Trump. And I don't think Trump had any knowledge of any of this at the detail level. And so he doesn't, I mean, what do you do if you're Dan Bongino? I just really, I feel for him. What is Trump going to do? I don't know. I do think that they're going to, I think they know that they have to do something. I think it's absolutely fair to ask, to what extent was Epstein involved in a foreign intelligence operation on our soil? This is our country. This country doesn't belong to any foreign country. Okay, this is our country.
I mean, you've even got Democrats coming out, like Jamie Raskin, by far not even close to my favorite, maybe even my least favorite person in leadership, demanding subpoenas for Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino to testify on Epstein files. Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, is urging Chairman Jim Jordan to issue subpoenas to Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Patel, and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino. Raskin wants them to testify under oath on the scope, contents, and decision-making process behind the release or withholding of the Epstein files. They're simply saying that this Epstein client list doesn't exist and that everything that we've been told about Jeffrey Epstein, the mainstream narrative from the Biden administration, is true. And this is what really miffs me about this. You've got Trump coming out in saying, look, these FBI files, they were all under the auspice of the Biden administration for many years. So they could totally have been tampered with. Evidence could have been deleted. Fake evidence could have been added in. I mean, we're talking about a file that has been under the auspice of leftists for many years. And so why would we release any of this? How do we know if any of it's true? Implying that it's all just tainted, covered up, and inundated with information that isn't true whatsoever. Coming out and saying that it's all just hogwash. But then at the same time, saying that, and everything they said about Epstein is true. You see the cognitive dissonance there? On the one hand, they're saying, look, this has been under the auspice of the Democrats for many years. They could have added stuff to it that's BS. They could have taken evidence out and deleted evidence that was true within it. And then they're at the exact same time saying, and by the way, he killed himself just as was reported before. And by the way, there's no client list just as was reported before. And by the way, everything should remain under seal just as was reported before. So they're totally agreeing with the Democratic administration's take on the Epstein files and the Epstein case, while simultaneously saying that if we were to release anything, how would you know that it was true anyway? Because it was done by the Democrats. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Even Matt Walsh is coming out in clip 14 and sending a message to the Trump administration over these Epstein files. Let's watch.
Now, of course, we have no idea what information, if any, this sociopath, this evil woman will ultimately reveal. But the fact remains that, especially after the humiliating display by Bondi and the DOJ we've all just witnessed, it's probably worth listening to Maxwell's testimony. If a client list exists at this point, she's the most likely person to tell us. Now, yes, it's an indictment of Pam Bondi and the DOJ that we see any reason to listen to a ghoul like this, but that's where we are. Millions of Americans are not satisfied with what we've been told. And we shouldn't be, because it's been contradictory and insulting to our intelligence every step of the way. So now we're looking elsewhere. This is what happens when people are deceived and strung along for years, only to be told that they're not entitled to any kind of transparency whatsoever. People are not just going to move on with their lives, no matter how badly you want them to. And there's a reason for that. And I want to make this very clear to those on the right, including the president himself, who are telling us to just drop the subject and move on. We can't drop it. We can't move on. Because what we want is justice. We have a deep desire for justice. And we can see how the corrupt and the powerful are never held accountable. We can look at our cities and see violent criminals running rampant in the streets, also not held accountable. We want these evildoers to be punished. We want the innocent to be defended. We want justice. It's one of the most basic and most honorable of all human desires. We want to see that justice is done. We want to know who else was in those awful videos that Pam Bondi told us about. And we want those people to be dragged in front of us, weeping and begging for mercy. We want them exposed and humiliated and shamed and punished in the harshest and most painful way, because that's justice. And we're not going to drop the subject until we get it. So unseal everything, including the search warrants and the financial disclosures. Tell us what exactly was in those truckloads of documents that you recovered in New York. Show us the phase two Epstein files that you told us about just a few months ago. In other words, don't give us any more excuses from bureaucrats on Fox News. Don't give us any more stonewalling and doublespeak. We've seen more than enough of that in this case and so many others. Instead, for a change, give us something we're not used to seeing from the federal government and the DOJ. Give us justice.
100%. We even got Charlie Kirk walking it back. Then he hosts the debate with Dave Smith on whether or not Israel was our ally. So kudos to him for that. But here he is just walking it back. We're going to run clips 18, 19 back to back.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration.
But trust his friends in the administration. He's done talking about Epstein for the time being.
I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
And now the chickens are coming home to roost.
What chickens?
The American people deserve to know the truth. What, if anything, is the Trump administration and the Department of Justice hiding? What are you hiding? If you're not hiding anything, prove that to the American people. And if you are trying to hide something, as many of Donald Trump's MAGA supporters apparently believe, then the Congress should actually work hard to try to uncover the truth for the American people.
And, you know, he's right, but he's probably one of the dumbest people in the halls of leadership in America. I mean, he is just really dumb. And it makes me sick that the Raskins are coming out and the Tappers are coming out and the Hakeem Jeffries of the world are coming out and calling for transparency. What they're really doing here is they realize that the base is really pissed off at Donald Trump over this Epstein file debacle. And so they're trying to ensure that the story doesn't die because they want to split the base because they've lost all political power. And I'm telling you, folks, it would take a miracle for the Republicans after this shit show, excuse me, to win the midterm elections. Coming up, what is it, next year? 2026? That's right, right? Midterm elections, 2026. There's no way we're going to win these with this going the way that it's going. And this is like setting the stage perfectly for Elon Musk's America Party to come in and just sweep the floor. Even if nobody from the America Party wins, he's going to be able to pull enough votes away from the establishment to ensure that they never win another presidential election. All Elon Musk has to do is focus all of his resources and attention on pulling as many votes away from Republicans in Texas as possible, and that's enough to ensure that no Republican ever becomes president of the United States ever again in 2028 moving forward. But with these midterms, all of these Republicans who have facilitated the moving on or the forgetting about or the silencing of these Epstein files, they are all going to get totally primaried. I don't even think Lindsey Graham with his little boots on the ground is going to be able to get anything done. I honestly think that he's going to be primaried. I mean, this all started out with the big, beautiful bill, and everybody thought that Elon Musk was making it up. Those weeks ago when he said that Donald Trump was on the Epstein files, bookmark this, just wait and you'll see. I thought he was making it up. I thought he was just losing his temper and throwing a little bit of a conniption fit. And he just threw that out there knowing that it would be a PR nightmare for Trump for a couple of days. It's like a major troll. That's what I thought. And that's kind of still what I think. I don't think Trump is in the Epstein files, though. It's possible that there's other blackmail on Trump from someone else. But I doubt that he's in the Epstein files because that certainly would have come out had it been the case over the course of the last 10 years that he's been under relentless attack by the Democrats. It already would have come out. And he never would have signed the executive order to release the Epstein files like he did at the beginning of his term if he knew that he was in them. And so it's incredibly doubtful that the reason this is being covered up is because he's in them. What makes more sense is that Trump is abundantly aware of the conflict that we're in right now with Iran and China in this proxy conflict with Israel. And that he was surprised because of his naivete or whatever it is, just trusting the people around him, to find out in these Epstein files that it was very obvious, very clear, that Jeffrey Epstein was working on behalf of both CIA and Mossad, and that this was funded by taxpayer dollars and then covered up by our own intelligence apparatus and our most important strategic ally in the region's intelligence apparatus as well. And so they're trying to divert as much attention away from it as possible. I mean, here in clip 24, Trump guaranteeing that Biden knew nothing about the pardons signed by the Otto Pen. So are we really going to replace the Epstein story with an Otto Pen story, a story which we've known for like at least a year? Let's watch.
Look, the Otto Pen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had.
The biggest.
50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the... See that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of 7 desks. They're all beautiful. But I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee you he knew nothing about what he was signing.
Yeah, well, that's obviously true. But to say it's the biggest scandal in 50 or 100 years, I don't think it even holds a candle to the Epstein scandal. Let me tell you something. There are more than one form of Trump derangement syndrome. There's the one form where people believe that everything that Trump does is abundantly wrong and incorrect and terrible, which isn't true. He's done incredible things, even under this administration. Pardoning all the J6ers, reason enough to justify your vote no matter what else he does. Actually stopping the bleeding at the border, outstanding move. Golden Dome, incredible move. Artificial intelligence funding, incredible move. We can't let the CCP win. He's doing some things that are absolutely brilliant. Stopping a war with Iran, an incredibly bold and risky move that we all thought was going to lead to World War III, actually prevented it. He's done some brilliant things. I love Donald Trump. I'm glad that I voted for him. But this Epstein thing is a tremendous scandal. And people tend to remember the worst things about a person rather than the best things about a person, especially when they're world leaders. And his legacy will be defined by this. And I was going to go to this clip, but I don't think I have enough time before we go to break. I'm going to give out the number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. One more time, that's 877-789-2539. It is 9:26 p.m. Central Time on Monday night. So if you call in now, the sooner you call, the more likely I am to be able to get to you. And in the meantime, please go to thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason that we can always be on the air. Right now, we're offering this incredible discount for the Power Drive Bundle. And I know that the banner says it's an additional 10% off, but it's up to 50% off with this bundle. When you buy both of them, if you subscribe, you ensure that you get your bottle every single month, even when it's out of stock for the general public, and you save 50%, it's only $69 for the Power Plant and Methyl Drive bundle called the Power Drive Bundle. And I took these the other day. I was driving home, and I couldn't figure out why it is that I felt so good, because I've been working so hard, not sleeping very well, struggling with this cold the last few days. And I took this Power Plant plus Methyl Drive bundle, both products formulated by Rex Jones, who's a savant when it comes to creating supplements, bigly developed them based on his formula, and then deployed them on the Alex Jones Store. It's absolutely incredible. And don't just go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the Power Drive bundle, because it's great for your energy. I mean, it's way better than even Turbo Force was at its prime. And that's one of our best-selling products of all time. But go, because it keeps Alex Jones on the air. And don't forget to call in 877-789-2539. One more time, 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. It's 9:30 p.m. Central Time on Monday evening, and I am taking your calls. And while you're on hold, by the way, the sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and check out the Power Drive Bundle, which is the best thing since sliced bread. Stay with us for more on the other side of this short break.
I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30, you're a VIP, and when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get, because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend 30, you get 40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it? Cancel. It's one click. It's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is, oh, you want to stay away from that. Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight. No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, right when it was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships 2-3 times the size. Just ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show. Just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again, for all of our collective futures, to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
Defending tomorrow, tonight, it's your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight, live at 9:33 p.m. Central Time on Monday evening, July 14th. We're going to be taking your calls this segment. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9 first. Dave, and feel free to call in 877-789-2539. Go ahead, Dave. You're live on the air.
Thanks, Brother Chase. You're doing yeoman's work, doing that split shift stuff. I used to do that right out of college. It's a rough gig.
I love it.
I appreciate your effort for the cause. So I have a little different take on this Epstein thing. I don't think it's that important. Of course, defending the people that were raped and prosecuting those that did that is important. But I think it's another shiny object from the sociopathic control oligarchs that are running the country and running it into the ground intentionally. What we could be focused on is we the people is contacting our congressmen because they have 12 weeks to pass 12 single subject spending bills, which they haven't done in like 30 years. And they're going to be on vacation half of those 12 weeks. But it seems like when we light up the phones at Congress, we get a little bit of movement. But again, it's unfortunate because we're in a 30-front war, and it's all inextricably linked. and they're just leading us down the primrose path. It's the full Cloward Piven deal, and it's the Red-Green Alliance, and they're just running us into the ground. It's hard to keep focused on what we should.
Yeah, I'm with you. We shouldn't, I mean, the Epstein issue shouldn't be the only issue that we talk about or that we focus on. Absolutely not. We have a whole entire country to run. I totally get that. But just to move on and forget about it, I mean, after all, it was a promise that Donald Trump made. It's one of the main reasons why we elected him. And now it's just disappearing and we're going to let him get away with it. I mean, it just doesn't sit well with me.
No, I don't believe that. And I think Bondi, Beach Blonde Bondi should leave. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, she failed Epstein when she was attorney general in Florida. They don't know the facts because that case was in 2008. She didn't take over as Florida AG until 2011. Facts matter. But I think she's part of the establishment class. We need to sack her. And I'm shocked that Dan didn't stand in the gap for the people, that he didn't follow through with what he's been saying for the last 10 years on the outside. And now he comes in, and he and Cash look like they were in a hostage video. You've seen that when they both have bug eyes like that. It looked like somebody had a cattle prod in the lumbar region of each of their spines. I couldn't believe that video.
Yeah, so, it was unbelievable. And we should have seen the writing on the wall just right within that first week of Bondi coming out and saying that she had everything on her desk. Then they released the phase one binders, which were absolutely nothing. And then the next day it was truckloads of documents, and there was going to be more released on Monday. Then nothing else came out. I mean, every single step of the way has been a major failure from Pam Bondi. And frankly, I can't think of a single damn thing that she's ever accomplished in the history of her tenure as an attorney. What has she ever done, ever? Can you think of something, Dave?
Train on Fox News, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's looking at a seven-digit Fox News career. And, does that start in 60 days or 90 days? I don't know the answer, but it's probably one of those two.
Well, I hope it starts in 3 days. I hope we see her on Fox all the time because I hope it becomes her full-time gig.
Amen to that, brother. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Actually, I want to show clip 27 here. Here's Rob Schneider, an American hero, talking about how Trump derangement syndrome goes both ways.
We've all encountered those leftists with Trump derangement syndrome, those who think anything Trump does must be wrong. But certainly, if someone is claiming that Trump's decisions are never wrong and must be carried out exactly, isn't that just another form of Trump derangement syndrome? So, in that spirit of humility and free speech, I ask these questions. Release all the Epstein files, no matter the consequences. This is America. We'll deal with whatever happens. Now, we have to also ask ourselves something else. Why are we so obsessed with Jeffrey Epstein while 300,000 children have been trafficked in America and are still missing? Why, another question, why is America still sending arms to Ukraine? I have and will always support Israel. Israel is different because if Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran had the capability on October 7th, 2023, if they had that capability of just continuing the attack and murdering every man, woman, and child, they would have done that. Israel is a free country, and Israel is a country that we must always stand by. But until they become the 51st state or a territory, their lobbying must apply as foreign lobbyists. That's not anti-Semitic.
Amen.
You can support Israel completely and unabashedly, but also want AIPAC to apply as a foreign lobbying group. While I want to put Americans first, if we want to continue to have fruits and vegetables in this country, we better find a way to give Mexican workers some avenue to legally do that work, because you and I ain't going to do it. Boo that you want, but if you want fruit and vegetables, you better figure it out. And these are the people that are doing it. So while you disagree with that, I disagree with that, with you on that. America was built on the freedom to question our government, and we must ensure that we don't let that principle slide. Dissent, to disagree, and your right to speak out, to protest.
And these types of speeches are coming from people who campaigned heavily for Donald Trump. These aren't just crazed leftists. It's not the Hakeem Jeffrieses and the Raskins and the Pelosis and the other pundits who are just lunatics that we know we can't trust at all, who covered for the dementia-ridden Joe Biden for the entirety of his presidency. These are people who honestly and in good faith supported Trump all the way up until his election and inauguration and still support him to this day. I want to hear from more callers. Jacob in Alabama. Jacob in Alabama, you are live on the air. What is on your mind, sir?
Thank you for taking my call, Chase. Good evening. What's concerning me here is I'm keeping up and I'm seeing everybody kind of pumping up possible testimony from Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
I think you showed a clip from Matt Walsh. Man, we gotta keep an heads up and see through the PSYOP layer there. I mean, she is clearly a Mossad agent, clearly a daughter of a Mossad agent. I mean, we cannot give any credibility or value to anything that she has to say. So, I mean, you just need to get out in front of this and see this coming. Possibly
sure.
Made a deal with, to give some type of controlled testimony or going to give some type of evidence or something that exonerates maybe Trump and his company. It just seems...
Well, she doesn't have that long of a sentence, so if she were to perjure herself under oath, it would actually be a greater risk to her than a benefit because it could potentially extend her sentence.
Well, these people aren't playing by the rules, man. You just got to keep your eyes open about that, man. I don't know what to make of it all. It really seems like Trump is just too precise and controlled to run such a poorly run PR. I mean, surely somebody would have told him not to make a comment like he made, trying to deflect from the Epstein file. It just seems all too controlled, kind of almost like, we know the same people. Trump took the money this time. He took the AIPAC donorship. I felt like since the election that the Kamala Harris campaign was run so poorly that it was almost like a controlled election to solidify a preferred outcome for, the Trump, for the Democrats. I mean, I don't think anybody actually trying and making an effort could have run a better campaign than the Kamala Harris campaign.
Well, it's very obvious that Trump had the support of Israel in this last election in a very explicit way because they knew that Kamala Harris wasn't going to do anything for him because the leftist base was radical pro-Hamas, river to the sea types. And I even would venture to guess that some of the endorsements that Trump got, namely with RFK Jr., had something to do with Israel and Mossad and blackmail. And we'll see. I don't want to speak ill of RFK Jr. I think that he's doing some very heroic things. But he was obviously very uncomfortable making that endorsement, and it seems to me very likely that he was pressured to do so because of something that they might have had on him.
Turning point. When all the Democrats, when RFK and Tulsi and all the Democrats gave up on the Kamala Harris campaign and came over to the side, that was the turning point. It just seems too controlled, Chase.
I know, but for having it all so under control, it's amazing how out of control everything is right now.
That's what I'm saying. This is the PSYOP we have to look through. Trump is not this out of control. Trump is more controlled than this. Trump is more precise than this. Yeah. They want to manufacture this look, this optic of chaos, of out of control. They're trying to kind of maybe, I'm just brainstorming at this point. I mean, what is the final layer of this? Are they trying to brew some kind of make it look like some kind of real populist movement, some kind of grassroots, just get
so
the
public. Do you think we should just move on from the Epstein files and support Trump kind of blindly, or do you think that he should pivot and actually reveal the information he has?
No, that's really just wishful thinking, me hoping that, Trump is more calculated than this. I mean, maybe he really is just as loose and as terrible as it looks like he is. But I would just not lend too much credibility or testimony to any kind of incoming Ghislaine Maxwell testimony. I would just consider the fact that maybe all this chaos and this appearance of out of control might be manufactured, and what might be the reason for that. You know, I think it's a good thought that nobody's really touched on yet. Is Trump controlling this vision of chaos that they're putting out to everybody? You know, are they in control of it, actually? And all this is just optics.
Well,
that
he certainly seems very frustrated. I mean, you saw the way that he handled that press conference a couple of days ago with Pam Bondi last week, where he, you know, brought up the floods and was like, look, we're talking about these floods. Are you seriously mentioning Epstein right now? He wants it to be over with. He wants everybody to move on. And the fact that Turning Point has these major, major events, and it's just Republican after Republican, or MAGA after MAGA, or America First person after America First person coming out in droves and saying, come on, Trump, come on. This has definitely been a nightmare for Trump. Almost any other outcome would have been preferable for him than the one that we witnessed over the last 7 days, I think. But I do appreciate your call and your thoughts, Jacob. I really do. Carol in California. Carol, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, there's $21 trillion that have disappeared out of DOD and HUD and before COVID. And my understanding is Jeffrey Epstein started showing up in the White House around Bill Clinton about the mid-90s. Money being moved out of the country, assets being
taken.
There's
reports that his money's been moving around since he died.
No. I'm not talking about his money. I'm talking about U.S. assets.
Okay.
I think that these Epstein files, if they become revealed, are going to reveal the kind of vulnerability that every U.S. citizen is facing as far as how their pensions are threatened and how much money has been stolen. And I think it goes way deeper. The looks, I agree with Dan, the looks on Bongino and Battelle's face in that interview,
yeah,
they look like they were, you know, somebody was threatening a family member or, you know, some kind of massive control. I'm really disappointed with many of the things RFK is allowing to,
yeah, like the mRNA
forward.
Vaccines approved for children over 6 months old.
Yeah, you know, I mean, adding, you know, are you freaking kidding me? You know, I think these Epstein files cut through everything, and that we better figure out as people who have sort of woken up to the fact that we are we can very easily become victims. You know, the people who are calling the shots really don't care about us.
Yeah.
And so we better start caring about each other. And I don't think we're, you know, I mean, I think Trump is behaving just like he said. He could murder somebody in Times Square and everybody would be behind him. I think he's operating with that level of expectation.
Yeah,
and
that's too arrogant,
he's
though.
He's done a lot of great things, amazing things. I am in no way, shape, or form sorry that I voted for him. I still believe we dodged a bullet without electing Kamala. I can only imagine what life would be like if she had been elected or appointed, or
that's the truth, Carol.
Her seat had been stolen.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that front. And look, I still don't think this saga is over with the Epstein files. I think that ultimately the truth is going to come out. I just don't want it to be 70 years from now in some declassification operation like the JFK files. Let's talk to Jerry in Tennessee. Jerry, what's on your mind this evening, sir?
Yes. I happen to be in a Facebook group with, let's say, a former InfoWarrior host, and he has friends in there that are, let's say, work for a judge, rhymes with Borka, and basically the information that I've gotten from them is the neocons are pretty much running the thing now.
Yeah,
and they're worried about optics of arresting people. They think that arresting mass Democrats is going to play like the Trump, the same as Trump getting arrested. They think the American people don't want arrests like that, and that they are fully willing to lose at the midterms because they are on complete board with this just being politics as usual, and that losing midterms is just a normal thing. You know, it's that just happens. And so they are not in this game of that this is life or death.
If we're not going to have justice and we're not going to do the right thing now, and we're just going to play politics as usual, then what the hell are we doing even trying or even playing this game?
I understand. I've been raised. I told them that this is not going to go away in 2 weeks, not like they think. They think this is just going to go away in 2 weeks. This is going to pass us by, and that it's only Groypers. Only Groypers are the only ones that are worried about this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
This is going to go. We're all just a bunch of Nick Fuenteses, and this didn't work out any better. You know, how did this work out for the election?
Well, hey, at least Nick Fuentes has never lied to me or taken my money.
I've been showing them Groyper Matt Walsh, you know, Groyper Benny Hill, you know, Groyper. All these, suddenly, y'all are surrounded by Groypers, and they are really concerned with the Swampy Susie. They're uh-huh. really concerned with that. They think she's the greatest thing since ice cream that's happened to the Trump. And I said she represents the same donor class
yep.
that we defeated in 2016.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, but she's came over to our side now.
Uh-huh. As if people change their views like that late in life after a whole career of backing up neoconservatives. Yeah, it's wild. In fact, I want to show clip 28 here. This is a segment from Judge Napolitano's program. Let's watch this.
And Trump intervening in that asinine way, saying, I can't believe people are still talking about Jeffrey Epstein, when he and his whole MAGA movement never stopped talking about Jeffrey Epstein. What changed, do you think? What happened in the evidence bundle that persuaded them not to proceed?
I think that I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. I think Trump's name is on the list. I think Mossad knows it. I think Mossad told their American stenographer, who happens to be the director of the CIA, who takes down and regurgitates everything Mossad told him, and I think that stenographer whispered it into the president's ear, and he's terrified that this will come out because he knows it will be the beginning of the end, whether there's a Republican Congress or a Democrat Congress. That's what I honestly believe has happened. Now, obviously, I haven't seen the files. I can explain to you the way the system works, but when a federal judge orders that a document or a set of documents be preserved and published to the public, there is zero justification for it not happening. The president's reaction, you put your finger on it, George. I played that tape several times on my own show. The president's reaction was so personal, so defensive to attack the questioner that it was obvious he was terrified to have a truthful answer be given.
Yeah, it's obvious that that's the case. I agree. I don't think necessarily that he's on the list, but there's something so deeply personal, or there's some great vulnerability to Trump because of the list, either indirectly because of the national security issues with Mossad and the relationship with Israel that we have, that it's obvious that he never would have signed that executive order if he knew what was on it. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael in Texas, you are live on the air.
Hey there. Thanks a lot. I've been promoting it on my X account just because this is what InfoWars needed. I suggest everyone else go out there and do the same just so that you can get more listeners. But the topic that I was calling about, it's not so much the Epstein files that irritates me, it's the fact that they think they can gaslight us on this. As soon as they came out with that on Sunday night, the first thing that popped into my mind was Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. In fact, I did like an X post on it where I actually start going through and looking at the evidence. I'm going, what do you mean there's nothing there? I mean, it's like article after article. And so just the gaslighting. It's like, I'm not an idiot. And you're treating me like I'm an idiot. No, there's something there. Secondly, it reaches all the way back to his first term. We were promised Hillary was going to go to jail. Nothing happened.
Yep.
Nothing happened to anyone. And so now, once again, it's like that promise of, you know, the deep state and all the evils they've done, something's going to happen to them. We're going to bring justice. And justice fell. And I'm fed up with it. You know, this is not going to stop until repercussions are done for the people that have done the evil acts. And I'm not putting up with it. And then reaching back to the Napolitano, you know what? Man up. If there's something on that list that scares you, Trump, be a man about it. Come forward and tell the truth. Clinton did it with the marijuana, and guess what? It went away.
Yeah.
And if it is something that bad, once again, man up, because I want to know about it.
I 100% agree with you.
That's it.
100%. He's got to man up and just do it. Everybody knows that he was connected to Epstein. Everybody knows that people were connected to Epstein who weren't necessarily engaged in anything illegal. That was one of the things that Epstein did. He would fly people around in his plane for free. He and Ghislaine would see to it that they were videoed or photographed with major influential people. So that should this come out, they would have to answer for it. There are countless examples of scientists or thought leaders or academics or business leaders who've been associated with, met with, interacted with Epstein and didn't engage in sleeping with underage women. And I don't believe that Donald Trump is attracted to underage women. I think he's attracted to bombshell women like Melania. It's just as simple as that. That's the way that it goes. And if there is some sort of blackmail against Donald Trump, it's going to be something else, somewhere else. It's not going to be with Epstein. And frankly, they would have totally found it. I mean, the best they could get was the Access Hollywood tape during the first campaign. And then after all of these attacks on him, resorting even to trying to take his life twice, they still haven't released any Epstein or underage girls footage with Trump. You're telling me that if it didn't exist, it wouldn't have come out already. And now with AI, hell, they might even make it up. Folks, we're coming up on a break. I'm going to be taking your calls on the other side of the break. 877-789-2539. We've got one more hour tonight. It's 10 p.m. Central Time, Monday, July 14th. 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. And in the meantime, please go to the alexjonesstore.com and check out the incredible Power Drive Bundle. These are two formulas made by Rex Jones, Alex's eldest son, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. And if you combine them together, it becomes the Power Drive, where you'll feel like you're powered directly by a nuclear reactor. It's incredible the way this substance makes you feel and the way they work together in your body to maximize your potential, your energy. It's 2, 3, 4, 5 times better than Turbo Force ever was. I take it every single day and I absolutely adore it. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and be the reason we will always be on the air.
Just got in my Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll need to probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling, so
If you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, you'll need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.